Global warming is affecting everything, it seems, including where wild turkeys live.
We're seeing expansions of certain populations. Climate change has something to do with that. Turkeys are, I believe, in about 54 out of the 58 counties in California.
Martinelli works for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. He oversees hunting in our area of California. Turkeys are moving into new regions like the Sierra Nevada foothills and the far north counties such as Trinidad, Shasta, and Siskiyou. The birds are also moving into cities and towns where they can become a real hassle, destroying gardens, leaving droppings on decks, and roosting on cars, leaving the paint scratched.
They are one of the few species that we issue depredation permits on. If a species is causing crop or property damage, we can issue a special permit to take those turkeys.
Some turkeys have even developed a taste for wine grapes.
We see spikes during harvest season up in the North Bay here, particularly in vineyards.
However bold urban turkeys might be, wild turkeys are skittish. Hunting them requires a lot of skill and patience.
It is a challenge to hunt turkeys anywhere I have ever hunted them, and California is no different.
Tom Hughes is a wildlife biologist at the National Wild Turkey Federation in Edgefield, South Carolina.
You may not think that with turkeys that are completely used to humans and exposed to them every day, but turkeys who live in the wild and are wild are very suspicious of motion, of things that they don't recognize or seem out of place, and they can be very difficult to get close to or to have them get close to you.
Wild turkey hunting in California is open for a few weeks each fall and spring. But spring, says Martinelli from Fish and Wildlife, tends to be more popular.
In the spring, you probably see around 30,000 hunters throughout the state. In the fall, that number probably drops off to about half of that.
Spring is breeding season, and the birds are more vocal. They're communicating with each other, and hunters can use that to their advantage. Here's Tom Hughes again.
They are vocal, and they are gregarious. The gobbler gobbles and the hen yelps as they get together, and so what you do is to imitate the yelping of the hen, and you're sometimes able to call the gobbler in shotgun range by that technique.
I ask if he could demonstrate for us.
Sure, hang on a second. Could you hear that okay? That was a box call. That one's made out of poplar and walnut. And you scrape the lid of the call on the sounding board of the box, and it makes the yelp of a hen when you do it right.
Wild turkeys do not taste like store-bought. They are leaner and, frankly, tougher to chew. But they are an ecological meal, free range, no antibiotics used, and entirely organic. Hughes says if prepared properly, they can be delicious.
They're a delicacy in my house. We like to smoke the turkeys that we bring home. We particularly like to use a homemade Cajun marinade recipe that we inject a couple of days before cooking the turkey, and then we smoke it slowly on a wood-fired smoker. And even my little mother-in-law, who's pretty much next thing to a vegetarian, really likes this wild turkey.
They've had Thanksgiving wild turkey at his house for the past 30 years. This November, Hughes thinks they might use one of the birds his wife will shoot. She's an accomplished hunter, too. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.